Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
The following podcast contains explicit language.
It's Saturday, October 8th, 2016, and this is a GIST rapid response, Trump on the bus with Bush edition. You know, I have traveled the country.
I've traveled the country talking about change for America, but my travels have also changed me.
I have been grabbed by the heart as I attempted to grab America by the... It's fine. When you're a star, they let it go. And also this line in his response.
There's a big difference between the words and actions of other people.
What does that even mean? I asked that question on Twitter and we figured it out. We think that it should have been, there's a big difference between these words and the actions of other people. So in other words, Trump had 10 hours, well, really 11 years, but 10 hours to respond to this thing. And he still gets a word wrong and the intonation wrong. This presages what I would predict to be not the best presidency ever. A couple other things about this video that maybe not everyone is talking about. Just like the videos of police shootings, it shows the power of video. It shows that when a thing is documented, and even if we already knew this thing, until we have the video, it doesn't seem real. Or we could use that part of the brain that either gives people the benefit of the doubt or refuses to believe that which we can't see. In fact, this video came out because of reports of Trump being lewd on the set of The Apprentice. And then the folks at Access Hollywood said, wait a minute, he's been on our set many times. But the other way this shows the power of video is that Trump is the ultimate video candidate. And that's why this is an apt comeuppance for him. Newspapers broke the story of his taxes. Newspapers reported on the sham that is his business. Newspapers, especially the Washington Post, the very reporter, Fahrenholt, who broke this story, totally documented his charitable scams. But it was television that gave him a show. It was television that gave him so much free airtime. In fact, it was the very executive at NBC, Zucker, who moved to CNN and kept the Trump train running. So the story of publishing this video or bringing it to light was that Access Hollywood went into its records and indeed found this tape, and they were preparing a report. But they were undercut by someone within the building who slipped the tape to the Washington Post. What does that tell you? What does that tell you if someone working for a quasi-news organization said, this is too big, I do not trust my news organization, whatever you want to call Access Hollywood, to play this the right way, I need the Washington Post to do it. And they were right. Who knows what Access Hollywood would have said or how they would have reported it? Do you expect television to do anything but extend the circus? David Letterman just gave an interview to the New York Times, where he said that that's all television's interest is in the Trump campaign, extending the circus. So there you have Trump, an NBC star, palling around with Billy Bush, an NBC, let's say, journalist, and Bush acting like the ultimate lickspittle, a sycophant, like that dog named Chester in the Warner Brother cartoons.
Hey, you want I should dig up some bones for you? Anything you say, Spike? Because you and me is pals. That's right, isn't it, Spike?
Spike actually answers with an echo of Donald Trump.
How about beating up a cat? Would you like that, Spike? Huh? Would you like that, huh, Spike?
Cat? You know where Rosetta Cat?
One last note. I was literally in a gym locker room today where the conversation was, what about all these people saying this is just locker room talk? And one guy turned to another and said, if someone said that here, I'd walk away. Yes, we'd be disgusted. But I want to make a bigger point. We'd be disgusted if someone in regular company said, we got to keep Muslims out. We'd be disgusted if someone mocked John McCain or mocked a disabled reporter or did most of the stuff that Trump has done. And I've been told on Twitter, oh, come on, this is just how men talk behind closed doors. I've been a man my entire adult life. Much of that time has been spent behind closed doors. It's not how I talk. Then again, I don't have the toady Billy Bush egging me on. The silver lining to all this is that in a month, almost exactly a month, America will be making its decision not behind a closed door, but in a closed election booth. And that's it for this rapid response. Mary Wilson produced it. Umperu depuru duperu. We'll see you after the debate.